Welcome to the Let's Kill It podcast. I'm Janice T, former corporate dropout turned full-time entrepreneur, creator, and lifelong learner. Every single week, I bring you mindset hacks and personal growth tips inspired by real stories and experiences. So if you're an aspiring entrepreneur, online content creator, or someone who is really looking to grow your business or career and level up your life, well, you're in the right place. Thanks for spending some time with me today, and let the good stuff begin. Welcome back to another episode on the Let's Kill It podcast. Today, I want to talk about business life versus corporate life. And specifically, I want to talk about three huge lies that they just never told you. So rewinding a little bit back to, I think, late 2020, just like any other aspiring millennial entrepreneur, you know, it was my first delve into entrepreneurship, and I was just tingling, right, with excitement at the thought of traveling around the world anytime I want, living the life of working at a beach, you know, waking up to a sunrise, journaling, you know, grabbing my hot cup of coffee, and then maybe taking a stroll down the park and getting to live the quote unquote easy life. I mean, compared to a life where you're rushing on the subway, you're rushing on the train, you're, you know, packed like a sardine in the 8:30 a.m. Monday morning crowd, it seems like a really, really ideal life, right? It seemed like entrepreneurship was going to offer me the time freedom, the location freedom, the easy life, in short, right? And so I thought, well, it's going to be great. But obviously, entrepreneurship didn't quite pan out that way, at least not overnight. And so today in this episode, I just really want to share with you three lies that nobody ever told me, at least, or at least I think like three very common misconceptions about entrepreneurship. So if you're an entrepreneur and you relate, this episode might be very relatable for you. And if you're someone in a 9-to-5 with a side hustle, or you're thinking of starting up your own business, then this might be useful for you to listen to before you dive into the deep end. So the first thing I want to talk about in entrepreneurship that is sort of a myth is that you will get more money. And, you know, online we just see so many stories of these 7-figure entrepreneurs, 8-figure entrepreneurs, how I built a billion-dollar business seemingly overnight, right? And, I mean, there is just so much of this floating around, and I think it's also in a very large part due to social media. So what we see is the end product of a lot of years of hard work, sometimes even decades of hard work by really great entrepreneurs. But the only problem is that we see the end result without seeing the hard work. And this creates an illusion that it's very easy, or that something is going to happen overnight, which is not the case in reality, right? In reality, the fact is that you won't actually make money. Sometimes you won't make money for a long time, especially at the beginning of your journey, right? And in my work with one-on-one clients, what I do is try to collapse that time between the time you start a business and the time you start getting 5 figures profit, 6 figures profit, right? And many of my clients, you know, 3 to 6 months into working with me, even starting a brand new business, or even when they have zero brand presence online, after working with me for 3 to 6 months, they start seeing multiple 5-figure profits, not revenue, into their bank account. And so we try to collapse this time, right? But if you try to do it all on your own, especially, you may not see money in your bank or profitability for a long time, right? And while you're working at it, and while you're not really making that much money, and you're still really working hard, you're hustling, the worst part probably is that there is actually no guarantee that you will succeed. And, you know, you're just there hustling, hoping for more money to come. And in reality, there is actually no guarantee that you will make, for example, $1 million. There is no guarantee that you will make $100,000 even, right? And another reality on this topic of money in entrepreneurship is that even if you do get the money, even if you do get the revenue, you may not be able to spend it. What do I mean by this? Remember how in your corporate job, you would have had an admin team, you would have had a HR team, and what the hell, maybe even a full-fledged legal team when you were working in that corporate multinational firm, right? Well, you still have them now, except that you have to pay a third-party provider for every single one of them yourself. So that's where the money goes, especially at the beginning when your business is not like super, super, super freaking profitable, right? And every time you have a little bit of money beyond sustenance for yourself, you have to be paying for all this stuff, right? Like marketing, like admin, like accounting, and all of these other things. So myth number one is that you will get more money. Reality, you're not going to get more money, especially, well, at least not at the start. So that's a little thing to be aware of before you dive headfirst into everything. The second sort of myth is that life will be more flexible. This is very, very debatable because technically, I could wake up at 12 noon every single day and sleep at 9 p.m. every single day, right? Like, do I have the ability to do this when I'm running my own thing? I don't have a boss. I don't have a manager breathing down my neck. Yes, technically, I could do that. But have I ever done this? Nope. Not once since I quit my corporate job in 2020. It's 2025 now. It's literally been years. And the reason is because as you really delve into entrepreneurship, you cannot help but realize that your life and your business are going to get increasingly intertwined. And you know, unlike your corporate job where you had the CEO, and by the way, the CEO's literal job is to make strategic decisions on where the business is going and not on the day-to-day execution, like the day-to-day specific nitty-gritty stuff, right? The CEO's job is literally to make strategic decisions, to make sure everyone's on track, like even though things are going good, where's the future of this business, where's the vision of this business, and you don't have that anymore. You are now the CEO. And you are also the employee. So even if you finish your job as an employee, meaning like you've done all the executional stuff for your business in your free time, you have to do the job of the CEO, which is literally to think about the future of what you want, think about things that you want to change up, think about processes that are working well now that you want to keep and maybe change them into SOP, standard operating procedures. What are some things that are not working so well? That you want to fix and what are the solutions you're going to employ to fix these things, right? And if you don't do this and if you don't direct your business, if you don't think about constantly how to improve your business could literally just die. Like literally just like that. And that is why although technically you do have more flexibility, you do have more flexibility of time and all of that stuff, you may not necessarily end up in reality exercising the full spectrum of the flexibility that you have. Because now, although you have more flexibility, you also have more responsibility. And no one else is going to do that job if it's not you, right? Having said that, it's not all like doom and gloom. Because obviously, if entrepreneurship didn't offer real perks, then why would everyone have this high level of stress in your lives? Like, why would we not just all be a 9-to-5 employee, right? And so definitely, like, after the business stabilized for a few years in 2023, 2020, 21, 22, I really just focused on the business. But 23, I was still focusing on the business, but I also introduced more flexibility, which is why I was able to travel to 12 countries in 1 year while still making a full-time income while not sacrificing my financial side of things, right? I was able to then already have existing structures and was also able to introduce more flexibility into my schedule. But my point is that's going to take time. And with clients as well, what I try to really do is reverse engineer what type of life they want to live. Like, is it somewhere where you want to be able to pick your kids up from school? Is it somewhere where you want to be able to travel to 10 countries a year? What is it that you want in terms of your dream life? And we reverse engineer your business to fit that rather than having your business dictate your life, right? Rather than having a business that you're a slave to and you're like, oh my God, now I can't even take a break. That is not where you want to be. So you want to be very clear. And this is what I work on with my clients as well, because I strongly, strongly have a deep personal belief that your life is the most important thing that you have, and you want to be intentional about it, right? And your life should be dictating how you run your business and not your business dictating your entire life. So this way you're able to build your business, be profitable, make more money than ever, but also be able to have fun on the way, also be able to have your soul on fire, also be able to have your heart be light, also be able to make time for those that you love, be able to do all the things you enjoy while not compromising on the financial aspect and making more money than ever before. So that's my business philosophy, which is why also a lot of times you might see this on my socials, and I always say, you know, make more money and have more fun, because that's something I really believe in. So myth number two is life will be more flexible. Technically true, but you may not actually end up in reality actually exercising that full spectrum of the flexibility. Okay. Myth number three, or misconception number three, that nobody told me is you get to work less, is what I thought. But in reality, I ended up working way more. So here's how it is, right? Because when you quit your 9-to-5 and you delve full-time into entrepreneurship, you have so much stuff to do. Like, your role is no longer singular to whatever your title is. You now have to like literally do anything from admin to HR to marketing to sales to whatever, right? So you do everything. And I think the reality is that you probably won't be working less, especially not for the next 5 to 10 years. In fact, you will probably work more than you ever have in your entire life, because, as I said, you will realize that no one can do the job you do as the founder. Like, literally, you are irreplaceable in your business. Why? Because unlike a company where, you know, in a large multinational corporation, the HR can hire someone else to replace you, right? Like, if you're an accountant, the HR will hire another accountant. If you are a marketing executive, the HR will hire a marketing executive, right? In this case, you literally have no one to replace you, because you might be the face of your business, you might be the mouthpiece of your business, you might be the brand of your business, and you literally have no one to replace you, because your business literally cannot afford the wrong hire. And the only time this really starts changing is probably much later, when your business reaches maturity and you transit from CEO/founder to pure shareholder, and that's when you exit the business. But this is going to be like years later, right? And in the first place, in order for your business to be sellable and for your business to be even interesting for someone else to buy, for you to be able to then sit on your shares, you have to first build the business to a very high operating system where you already have something running in place that is highly profitable, which is why anyone would buy in the first place, right? So the third thing about you getting to work less, don't even think about it. But I think my personal view on this is that even if I don't work less, the work is more meaningful, because I challenge myself, I grow as an individual. As I built this business, I challenge myself to try new things. You know, I push myself out of my comfort zone when I see new challenges in the business. You know, and I think it's about meaningful work, not necessarily working less. I think that personally, as humans, we weren't born to just, you know, wake up and stare at the wall. I know in modern society now, everyone's talking about how can I retire early and all of that. But in reality, I believe that, you know, especially if you're in your 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s even, no one wants to just like sit there and do nothing, right? And so I think when people hate work, quote unquote, so much, it's not because they hate working hard or they hate being productive, but because whatever that they're working on is not giving them fulfillment. Whatever that they're working on. It's not really giving them inner growth. It's not stimulating for them. And that's why you feel that way, right? And so rather than working less, I find that it's more important to have meaningful work, work that excites you, work that drives you, work that motivates you, work that you're excited to be getting to do, right? So rather than working less, my view is having meaningful work. But that's the third myth, which is that if you think you're going to work less when you become an entrepreneur and founder, well, you might be in for a rude surprise. In truth, you know, with all of these things, with, you know, getting more money, life being more flexible, or being able to work less, I think I've already knew that it wasn't going to be that great. I mean, nothing is going to be entirely perfect, especially when you first delve into a huge, you know, environment of change, right? I knew that it wasn't going to be that easy. And I knew that there were probably going to be challenges when it comes to each of these areas. But my, oh my, feeling it and going through all of that firsthand was a whole different world from just having it as, oh, an idea in my head. So this little episode today is little more personal. It's more of a reflection. And hopefully this was interesting or relatable to you. And if, especially if you're someone who is working on a side hustle with a full-time income and a 9-to-5 at the same time, hopefully it gives you some useful nuggets to consider. I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I enjoyed creating this for you, and I will see you guys in the next one.
Thanks so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I enjoyed creating it, and I hope it inspired you on your journey towards that next level in your business and life. Make sure to check out the description for show notes with a full rundown of all the juicy details and important links that you need. Also, make sure to share this with a friend if you found this useful, and subscribe here on Spotify or Apple Podcast. It would genuinely mean the world to me to hear from you. So share a review on Spotify or Apple Podcast and let me know which part of this episode resonated with you the most. In case no one's told you lately, you are amazing and absolutely capable of creating the extraordinary life that you dream of and deserve. Now it's time to go out there, do the hard stuff, and let's kill it.